Hey, movie lovers, you can enjoy Real Nerds Podcast in many ways. You can go to our website, realnerdspodcast.com. There you'll find articles and the podcast. You can go to our YouTube channel, and you will see the Real Nerds Pod Show. We're also on Blue Sky. Hey, did you know Facebook is still a thing for people? Yep, we're on there too. We are also on Threads. There are many ways to interact with us. All our film adventures are posted on Instagram. If you have a social media account, you can find the Real Nerds Podcast.
Camera, action!
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
Doesn't
can...
Doesn't talk to film! I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will turn out all the gods. Lights, camera, action!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Real Nerds Podcast, where every week we see a new movie and we podcast our experience to the world. This week we saw They Will Kill You. Stay tuned. We'll review the recommend the film or not, play the trailer, and then spoil it. We also talk about stuff we've watched throughout the week. We do movies. It's what we do. We do movies. How about you? Brad, sorry, go ahead.
We've overused that chant so much.
Have we?
Oh yeah, it's like on many episodes.
Is it? I don't even remember. Ugh. I introduce so many episodes, I don't remember what I'm doing half the time.
I mean,
so Brad, now you're sick. I was sick for over a month. Yeah, I don't know what's going around, but it sucks donkey balls.
Yep, it's annoying.
I went, I was okay, and then I got a fever, and then I felt like shit. I went to work, and the chief got pissed at me and sent me home, and then I couldn't do anything that day. I felt like shit, and I just stopped coughing 2 days ago, and I was sick for, like, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, I didn't have that, but on Wednesday, I woke up with, like, it felt like I'd, like, slept with my mouth open all night.
Oh, that sucks. Like, it's all scratchy and dry.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't think anything of it, other than it was like, it's just annoying. But then by the evening and then early morning the next day, I was like, uh-oh, something's wrong. And then, yeah, now, like, 2 or 3 days later, just, like, one side of my face is all stuffed up, and it just keeps flip-flopping from side to side.
Yeah, and that sucks.
No matter what drugs I take. So
but it's so funny because remember we were gonna do our last few episodes in the same room, and I says, no, you can't come over, I'm all fucking sick.
Yeah.
And now here we are again.
Sick anyway, yeah.
Well,
yep. But it also gave me a chance to just stay at home and update our website.
Oh, cool.
Because
I haven't been on it for 3 days. What'd you do? Oh, was it just the number thing?
Well, the first thing was I did a search for us just randomly. And mm-hmm. something had hijacked it and turned it into a Wayfair site. And then once I sort of fixed that, I can't get the icon to change back. But then I finally, like, all the our regular episodes all have the, like, page links now.
Oh,
so
nice.
You can just pop into whatever year and just play. And then I also did a bunch of the old interviews. I got those re-linked so you could actually listen to the stuff.
Should be sick more often.
I know. It's I have to stay home and not work. Yeah, that's what I do. So if anyone wants to pay me to stay home and work on the website, I'll do it.
That would be great.
So, but yeah, it's cool going back through, like, the old interviews, and I was like, oh man, this has been, like, not linked for a while. That sucks.
Yeah, you know, I always toot my own horn, but sometimes our interviews are really good.
Actually, when
people listen to them.
What is a bummer is when I got to, like, 2015, like 2016, 2015 through 2017, that's when that hard drive crashed. So there's just stuff that's completely gone. Like, I was going through, like, I could have sworn we did more interviews at Mile High Horror 2013. And I have all the photos from the people we interviewed, but I'm missing their interviews now because that file's gone.
Yeah, you know the one I there's one that I miss the most. This is our Tony Todd one. And
Yeah, that was
that's a
James.
bummer.
He messed that one up. I'm not taking
Yeah.
responsibility for that one. And now he's dead, so we can't even like recreate it.
Yep, we're
So,
fucked.
yeah. But yeah, I looked through the photos from that event. I was like, oh, wait a minute. There's like six other interviews in here, but they're not on the website. Like, oh, right, because I didn't finish them. And then they got destroyed.
Yep.
So, yeah. But, yeah.
But live, learn, laugh is what I like to say. Or ways that learn, wait, love, live, laugh. I don't know.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's a pillow somewhere.
Yeah. I'm sure it's in one of our mom's houses. Hey, Brad, this week we saw They Will Kill You. Do you recommend They Will Kill You?
So I watched this. I went to see this twice, and both times I fell asleep in the middle of the movie and missed all the action.
What? Wait, isn't the movie only like 80 minutes long?
I know it's
No, it's
embarrassing.
like, I'm sorry, it's 94 minutes.
Even the second time around, I was like, I'm doing it. I'm gonna make it. And then just like blacked out, woke up at the same place as last time. I was like, are you kidding me? I don't know if I could do this 3 times.
You're like in the 4DX and they put, some sort of gas in it and it makes you fall asleep.
That's really what I gotta do is just watch the movies in 4DX. So I'm just constantly being jostled around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just funny because like other movies that week, I was fine. Like older ones for like the classic series, just fine. But something about this one, man, just like knocked me out. Not that it
I
was
have to
like,
say, it always cracks me up how easily you fall asleep in movies.
yeah. I mean, it's again, like it's not even a bad movie. Like it's, you know, it's exactly what it's as advertised. It's like a John Wick, for a horror hotel. So yeah, it's cool. It's like not deep, but if you just want to see some action and some weird shit, then yeah, this movie's great.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. I think Zazie Beetz is really great in it. And there is a couple twists in it that I wasn't expecting. But you're right. It's not really I guess it is kind of horror, but not really. It leans way more into the action than the horror.
Yeah.
It's just, I guess it's an action movie with horror elements, is what I would say. But yeah, it's a fun movie. Here's the trailer for They Will Kill You.
The Virgil was built in 1923. Today, that's one of the most exclusive buildings in Manhattan.
Hi, I'm the new maid.
With such wealth comes the expectation of the highest quality of service.
It's a lot of locks.
This building is a temple to Satan. Each month we must pay with a human sacrifice. Tonight, you are the offering.
Gotcha.
Building was designed to be a death trap.
Our offering is on the loose. Be on the lookout. I just dropped her picture in the group chat.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
No, bitch, fuck you.
Fuck you!
I don't know what is going on in here. But Bray, I am in a forgiving mood.
Who the fuck are you?
learn how to fight like that. Prison.
I mean, the trailer pretty much lays out the premise. There's a little more backstory to it. Zazie Beetz plays this woman named Asia, and she and her sister are tormented, and did they ever really say if they were sexually abused by their father or just physically?
They didn't specify, but it's open to interpretation, but I don't think it was that. I think, like, my reading was that they were just, like, harassed and, like, angrily just abused. I think it was, like, that bad.
Yeah. Well, either way, they're tormented by him, and they try to escape from him, and he chases them down to a convenience store. He corners them. She shoots him, and then she runs away because she thinks she killed him and left her sister behind. It turns out that he did not die, and her sister's life was miserable, and she was sent to prison for shooting him. Cut to 10 years later, she's getting out of prison, and she's looking for her sister, and she finds out that her sister took a job at this really glitzy high-end motel in, or hotel in, or is it a hotel, or just people live there?
I think it's a hotel.
Okay, we'll call it that.
I mean, some of those like upscale hotels have perpetual residences. Like, I think back to the day, like actors or something would just like live in the hotel for months on end.
True. So we'll just call it a really fancy hotel/living place. And while she's there, she learns that she is to be sacrificed for the devil. Or what it turns out to be. And while she's asleep at night, she is awakened by one of the henchmen guys trying to lick her and then kill her. And she ends up killing all of them. But we soon learn that they don't stay dead because of this ritual. I thought that's kind of a clever twist because when I was watching it, I go, oh, man, they're killing Tom Felton and Heather Graham really quick in this movie.
All these famous people are dying in the first part of the movie. It's
yeah, I thought it might be pulling a Psycho or, a Scream where you see Drew Barrymore and she's killed right away. But no, they grow back their parts and it kind of sets up the rest of the movie where she has to, fight her way out of this hotel, and she finds her sister there, and it's fun. What part did you fall asleep at, Brad?
Each time it was once they were like in the crawl space. The second time I got farther, so I saw the orgy.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny too when she blew off Heather Graham's head when she killed her the second time. And it was growing a little like nubbin,
yeah,
out of her shoulders. It was fun, and yeah, I mean, it's the gore super over the top. It's kind of fun that it does the kind of geyser blood pour out of people.
Yeah, anime style.
Yeah, and I mean, they do some pretty cool takes. You know, there's a lot of long takes where, she has to fight for a while. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I missed a lot of that. Usually woke up like right before the ceremony takes place with the pig head.
Yeah, which is great. The pig head that's severed comes to life.
Yeah.
And
then Patricia Arquette puts on her head and fights with it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, there's not much more to it.
Yeah. Then it's cool that she turns the tables on them by her sister giving her eternal life and then burning the pig head but keeping her name, and then everyone else like becomes mortal. Yeah. And then switching it back.
Fun. Yeah, it's fun when they're mortal and she just starts, wasting them. Yeah, I mean, there's some clever kills in it. It's fun. I like the premise of she keeps killing them and they keep coming back. And I don't know, you know, visually it looks cool. Yeah, there's just not a lot really going on in it. It's more of, hey, look how cool this looks. Look how much blood we can have in it. And look how much fucking we can have in it.
It had the stronger, like, sister dynamic that I wish Ready or Not 2 had, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because they are somewhat similar, but different enough. That I was really worried that I was going to be seeing basically the same movie back-to-back weeks.
Yeah. And yeah, definitely got that vibe.
But it's different enough. Like you said, you know, it leans more into kind of the John Wick action than it is, you know, people exploding and running away from each other. Yeah, that's all I really got.
Yeah, not a deep analysis available on this one.
Yeah. Hey, we watch stuff throughout the week in a segment I call What We've Been Watching.
So, yeah, this is the stuff we've been watching.
Brad, what have you been watching?
Oh, so much stuff. Where do I begin?
At the beginning.
That makes sense. I guess I'll just start with advertising that Cine Insomnia is back. Once at the Esquire, is now at the Mayan, and it's not a regular thing. It's kind of every other week, and just a Friday night so far. And so there, I saw 2001: A Space Odyssey again, and then
oh, cool.
2 weeks from now they'll have The Shining, which I don't know, kind of expected. You know, they always dip into the Kubrick well for that night.
I know. Why I can't be the only person that thinks The Shining's overrated, right?
Statistically, no. You can't be the only one, but it's fine. It's
yeah. I guess I don't know. The tone of the movie is really weird to me, and I don't think it's scary.
I don't buy that it's a horror movie. I think it's a thriller.
Yeah.
But I also appreciate that, like, Kubrick didn't just adapt the book straight. So it's like, cool, if you're gonna like adapt it, you know, put your own stamp on it. So yeah, people love it, so
yeah,
and really,
that's cool.
And really, I mean, read into it.
That's part of our gig, is, you know, if people love it, then it is what it is.
I saw, okay, I'm just gonna like run a bunch of stuff off and you just tell me what you want to talk more about.
Okay.
I saw Forbidden Fruits.
That looks interesting.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know. It's like The Room, but for like mall brats.
Oh.
I don't know. Apparently Zach loved it, but I was just like, I was struggling. It's just about, again, like these girls have like some kind of connection to some devil cult or something.
Is the devil the cool thing now?
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this girl works at like a pretzel stand and she wants to be part of the fashion girl.
Oh, I love pretzels.
And then, yeah, she has to like warm them over. And then at the end, there's like a bunch of this girl gets chewed up by the escalator. It just totally like made me think of Brody Mallrats. But it's so like Trauma style, like level gore. I don't know. I didn't think there was like,
you know what, Brad, not a year goes by where I don't read about some kid who got stuck on the escalator.
I also watched this movie, mystery movie. It was so it's coming out in a few weeks. It's called Hunting Matthew Nichols.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's a kind of a found footage movie in the vein of Blair Witch Project.
I'm out.
Where these documentarians, I mean, they even reference the fact that the Blair Witch Project exists as a movie in their world. Mm. But this girl, her brother, tried to do a Blair Witch Project video 20 years ago or something. And then he disappeared in the woods. And the, you know, police were like, look, there's nothing here. We don't know. He's just missing. And his sister can't accept it. So she does the same thing, tries to make a documentary about tracking him down and finding out the truth. And then she's super annoying throughout the whole movie because she won't like, she just drags everyone into her shit. Like the documentary people that go along with her are just super accommodating, but she's just like so obsessed with like that everyone else is wrong and she's right. And then the only cool part is like the last 5 minutes where they finally show what the Blair Witch Project should have shown. So there's some like really terrifying stuff at the very end. You're like, okay, I had to sit through all that to get to this.
I mean, it is pretty scary, the dude looking at the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they actually show like the crazy shit. So it's nice. But also earlier in the movie, they show the video that the brother made before he disappeared. But they show it through the perspective of other people watching it. So you don't see the video play out. You just watch people's reaction to the video on screen. And you're just like, oh, God, stop.
Okay, Brad, sorry, this is totally off topic, but you deal with algorithms because you post our stuff online. Why in the thumb pictures on YouTube, it always says, you won't believe what I saw, and it's always someone's face with mouth agape like they're going about to inhale a wiener? Why is that always there? Is there something that makes the algorithm recognize that you look surprised?
Like other people's reviews?
Yeah, it's always like, I was shocked when I learned this about Spider-Man or something. And then the background will be, Spider-Man, but then they'll superimpose their face in front of it. Like, oh my gosh. I was just curious. I mean, if you don't know, it's fine. I don't know why.
No, I assume it's a style that kids like to like, that attracts them to videos. I mean,
makes sense.
Someone does something, it catches on, then everyone else just copies it. So,
okay.
We just, part of the site fix, I added Google, I don't know where the fuck. it does metadata for all our pages. So at some point, I also have to go back through all, I don't know, 1,000+ pages that we have and add it to them.
Yeah, if you could also add things. So, like my Rod Stewart has an area, and then my 100 video games and 150 movies, because it's really hard for me to find them on there.
That'd be great. So yeah, there's like a little field at the bottom that you have to like it'll tell you like all your tags and stuff. It'll tell you like if it's good at attracting attention or not.
Mm.
So just be aware of that next time you post something, just kind of play with that. So I have to do it later. Anyway. But yeah, it's just a trend thing, and obviously people just jump on it.
All right, sorry, the way off topic. Back to
and they're also super egotistical, so they just like to see their face on everything.
Okay,
unlike the real nerds who are just like, it's all about the content, so we just put our logo on it. That's it.
Totally, that's what's important.
Not that we're ugly or anything.
Well,
where was I? Okay, yeah, I saw On the Waterfront for the first time. I saw The Sting, Cannibal the Musical.
I love The Sting.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't know. I imagined a different movie in my head after all these years. Mm. I thought the climax wasn't that much of a twist.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's a fun movie.
Yeah, but I get the appeal.
And Cannibal the Musical. I showed that to Laura when our buddy Zach Bynes, helped with the Blu-ray release that I got, and I show it to my wife for the first time, and she thought it was really weird and funny. Yep.
Yeah. The crowd I saw with it, I guess like, I don't know, 50% of the crowd hadn't seen it before. But yeah, their reactions were like, they're having a blast. So, but it does not stretch very well on a big screen. Has not been remastered too well, but understandable. It's like probably on VHS to start. And then, April Fool's Day, the 1986 horror movie, which,
oh, that's a fun movie.
Yeah. Like it actually like surprised me, like the twist,
yeah,
like the, I guess the double twist.
People should see it, like, go into it, like you're blind, you know,
but like leading up to it, it's pretty like, okay, like we're like, what are we doing? And this feels like, are you really just copying a bunch of other movies? Yeah. So yeah, the surprise at the end is like what makes it. Yeah, I guess that's it for me. So bad news bears for the first time.
Nice.
Yeah.
The old one, not the Billy Bob Thornton one, right?
Yeah, the old one. It's very much, if you grew up in the 90s with like kids sports movies like The Mighty Ducks and whatever, it's like, oh, okay. Like they've really remade this movie.
Yeah, you know, I didn't watch very much. I can't remember. Did I talk about, I know I talked about Resident Evil, but did I talk about Gotham Knights?
I don't think so. The game?
So, I'll just talk because I beat it this week. So, when Resident Evil was coming out, I was like, man, I really got to beat these games that I've got halfway through to clear up space on my PS5. And one was Gotham Knights, which is a Batman game that doesn't have Batman in it. The story is Ra's al Ghul and Batman die in a fight. And no one knows that Batman's dead, but they know that Bruce Wayne died. So Red Hood, Nightwing, Robin, and Batgirl all take over the mantle of Batman, where they're not Batman, but they go around Gotham to help citizens and stop crime while Batman is no longer around. And you can pick any of the four heroes. You can switch in and out at any time. I love Barbara Gordon, so I just was Batgirl. And so I put my head down. I said, you know, I looked online. They said it takes about 13 to 14 hours to beat if you don't do any of the side quests. I said, oh, I could do that. I'll just advance the main story. But the story is pretty good. As I was playing, though, you know, it's just like the Spider-Man game. I can't go through Gotham or New York for Spider-Man and there's gangs causing problems and just, you know, go past it. I literally jump off the bat cycle and I just beat them all up. And then you find out that, like, there's this one where you're fighting these one guys and they're made of, like, disintegrated the last time you fought Batman. So after you beat, I think it's five of these faceless goons that are just randomly around the city, that then you can go in the sewers and fight Clayface. And it's really fun. Also, there's a Mr. Freeze battle. There's a Harley Quinn one. And they're all really fun. And it's really well written. And then I ended up, because just like Arkham Knight or Arkham City, when I know I can collect things, I'll just collect them too. So I'm collecting batarangs all over town and I'm doing these missions. And before I know it, I'm like 45 hours deep into this motherfucker. And so that backfired, but I did beat it. And yeah, it's a fun game. And that's all I watched this week.
Now, speaking of video games, I got Donkey Kong Bonanza, and that's addictive as shit.
Oh, like, dude.
I guess just stay up all night just like breaking shit.
So it's the I was reading, it's by the same guys and engine that made Super Mario Odyssey. And I can see that because just like you, yeah, because I'm playing it again now. Because I beat Batman and I beat Resident Evil. I go, man, I gotta get back to Donkey Kong. And every fucking time I play that game, I go, well, I'm gonna just break this ground some more and see if I find another banana. And when he gets the banana, I get so excited. I say it with him, banana, every time. And no one's around. And I don't know why I do it. And then I realize that I've been breaking the ground for like 45 minutes to an hour.
Yep.
And I don't know why. I don't know why it's addicting. But it really is. And it's really fun. And I love the musical aspect to it. You know, it really, to be good at it, you have to kind of be in rhythm and beats, and dude, the game is fucking incredible. It's one of my most favorite games that has come out in a long time.
Yeah, like, and as a completist, like, I'm sure I'm like way behind, like way further behind than you are, but like, because I have to like get everything before I move on.
Oh yeah, see, I don't do that because sometimes I get pissed because, you know, they'll tell you how many bananas there are in the area.
Yeah,
and I'm like, where the fuck is this banana?
But yeah, I'll just be tunneling and I'll just hit like 20 treasure chests. And like,
I know
it has all like the ammonite maps and the banana maps. And then I have checked the list. I'm like, God, there's like 40 of these. God,
I know. And then too, I've bought, you know, some of the dye to change Donkey Kong green or pink. And then after I spend the money or the collectibles I get, I go, oh, I'm just going to take him back to brown.
Yeah.
And I really like him without pants and just the DK tie. But, you know, sometimes the certain pants make him swim faster or
yeah.
He doesn't sink in the mud or whatever it is. But I guess I'm a glutton for torture because I said, no, I'm just going to leave him like looking like cool Donkey Kong.
Yeah. I'm still in the cannon area. Do I have a long way to go yet? Is there like a ton more to do or am I like halfway?
So refresh me. Is that where you're riding the minecart shooting the cannon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You still have a little bit to go.
A little bit? So it's almost over?
No. I mean, like you have a little bit longer to go. Because where the fuck am I? I think I'm 3 subterraneans past that.
Okay.
Gosh. Because so you've beaten the one like evil monkey, right?
Yeah.
Because I think he's just before that. Yeah, you have a little bit more to go.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably like a 50-60 hour game.
Yeah. Well, if you try to get like, it seems like a game you can just coast through if you just don't.
Oh, you could, yeah, for sure, but. I mean, some of it's fun. I love the when you find the little areas where you have to kind of solve puzzles to get the bananas.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what they're called, but, you know, you go through basically a portal and it'll take you to. It reminds me a lot of the Captain Toad kind of stuff.
It reminded me of the shrines in Zelda.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah, exactly. So the game's awesome.
But yeah, there's one part where like I went to a different level and then immediately like did this one thing and I jumped another level without doing any of the banana stuff. So I was like, oh, it seems like a game you could, like Zelda, you could just go ahead and like do all the story there, stuff and just miss all the.
No, because there is parts where you have to talk to, you know, where you talk to the people, there's the big record player.
Yeah.
I forget their name, but you have to have a certain amount of bananas to go forward at some points.
Gotcha.
Because there's an area where you choose left or right to go frozen or tropical. And and you have to have a certain amount of bananas to get there, I believe. But I mean, I'm always so far ahead, just like I am in any Mario game when you have to have a certain amount of stars. It's always going, oh, you need 12 stars and I have something, you know, like 30.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that game's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, I have to stop myself from playing it or else that's all I'll do.
I know. yeah. Yep. It's a great game, though. Everyone should get a Switch, too.
Yeah.
Next week, Brad, we are seeing, speaking of which, the Super Mario Galaxy movie. Looking forward to that. I hope you feel better by next week, and if not...
Yes.
Yeah, that sucks.
Historically, these things linger, so I probably will not be good for next week. Calling it now.
All right.
I will sound like this for next week.
All right. So until next week, see you at the movies.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot a real nerd. Can follow the plot of a real nerd. Look at all the gods. Lights, camera, action.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bologna for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it!